Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. We are glad that you are here today, and we extend a special welcome to those of you who are first-year students and to those of you for whom this is your first time at Daily Sabbath this semester. As many of you know, through the course of any given week, we gather at 10 a.m. for practices that help us pause, rest, and reflect in the midst of our full and fruitful lives. Many of these liturgies are rooted in the Christian tradition, and others allow us to learn about and experience the wisdom of other religions and practices. This week, Muslims celebrated the holiday of Ashura in remembrance of the martyrdom of Hussein, a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. To help us learn more about this holy day, its meaning, and its traditions, we welcome speakers from Gustavus's Muslim Student Association, Tashfia Zareen, Ehsan Askar, and Saad Tariq. Zach Khan will also be sharing his musical gifts on the piano with us today. So again, welcome, and I will turn it over to Tashfia.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of God, most gracious, most compassionate. On behalf of the Muslim Student Association here at Gustavus, I would like to thank you all for being here today and giving us the opportunity to speak about Ashura, which is a religious holiday that is observed by Muslims all over the world. The day of Ashura falls on the 10th day of Muharram, which is the first month in the Arabic Islamic lunar calendar. Ashura was celebrated in North America yesterday, and it is being observed today in many other parts of the world. Both Sunni and Shia Muslims observe Ashura, although they emphasize on different aspects of it. Based on the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he once came across Jews in Medina who were fasting on Ashura. When the Prophet asked them why they were fasting, they replied, "This is a good day, as it is the day when God saved the children of Israel and Prophet Moses from their enemy, the Pharaoh of Egypt." Moses then fasted that day, showing respect and gratitude to God. According to scholars, this is the Jewish Yom Kippur, which coincidentally was also observed by Jews yesterday. Since then, the messenger declared that he too would fast on the 10th of Muharram, since Prophet Moses is very important and close to Muslims as well. Islam includes many aspects of Jewish tradition, including the example of God bestowing his benevolence on Moses by splitting the Dead Sea. The general purpose of fasting in Islam is to raise awareness of an important religious theme by denying everyday pleasure. Fasting makes us appreciate the values of what we have been blessed with that we generally don't tend to realize on a day-to-day basis. Fasting makes us appreciate all that we have been we generally don't recognize them, and so like abstaining from it would make us even a better human being and be more grateful to God. Although it is not mandatory to fast during Ashura, it is highly recommended that Muslims fast, since it is considered the best fasting after Ramadan. A companion of the Prophet, Ibn Abbas, observed, "I never saw the Messenger of Allah so keen to fast on any other day and give it priority over any other day than this day, the day of Ashura, and this month," meaning Ramadan. "It is believed that God shall forgive one's sin and bestow his blessings on us if we fast on this day. It is also believed by many scholars that this was the day when many other sacred things happened in Islam, like God's forgiveness of Adam after he was sent to earth because of disobeying God, Noah's ark coming to safety after the great flood drowned the world. Abraham was saved from the fire when Nimrod tried to burn him. The Prophet entered the city of Medina after constant persecution in Mecca. Another historical event that makes this day important and a day of remembrance in the Muslim community was the Battle of Karbala, which took place on the 10th day of Muharram as well, 61 years after the Messenger migrated to Medina. The battle took place between Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, and the Umayyad dynasty, in which Imam Hussein was tragically defeated and killed. The significance of this historical religious event will be further elaborated by our next speaker, Hassan. Thank you.
The reason why I'm talking about this battle is that many Muslims believe that this was the biggest battle fought against injustice, and Imam Hussein, by fighting this battle, changed the world and reshaped human destiny forever. So what happened was, during the caliphate of Imam Ali, Muawiyah declared himself the ruler of Syria. Muawiyah was another old religious leader, and then after the assassination of Imam Ali, Hazrat Imam Hussein was supposed to be the one who was in charge of the caliphate. But Muawiyah was trying to capture all of the things, and he was trying to declare that he was the caliphate. So in order to avoid bloodshed, preserve unity, and in fact to save the religion of Islam from destruction, Imam Hussein signed a treaty with Muawiyah, and the treaty included the terms that Muawiyah would be temporarily political head of the Muslim Empire. Muawiyah would not appoint his own successor, but would leave the caliphate to the will of majority, which was favored mostly by Imam Hussein. And Muawiyah would allow the Muslims to live in peace, free from oppression, especially those belonging to the Hashemite tribe, the tribe which Holy Prophet belonged to. Muawiyah violated the terms of treaty, and near to his death, he appointed his son Yazid as a successor. Yazid was an immoral and ruthless man with no sense of justice. So people in Syria were having troubles with Muslim communities, so they invited Imam Hussein to come to Syria to give them the right, to teach them the right Islam. But Muawiyah bribed them, and then while Imam Hussein was on his way to Karbala, over to Syria, Muawiyah's army fought against Imam Hussein in Karbala, which is a desert between Syria, which is a desert between Iraq and Syria. And then the water supply was cut off on the 7th day, which was 3 days ago. So there was shortage of water and food supplies. The army of Imam Hussein was just 74 people, but whereas the army of Muawiyah was more than 7,000 people. So on 10th Muharram, the battle was fought, and unfortunately, the Muawiyah got defeated. The Imam Hussein got defeated and was brutally killed. Though it was important, many Muslims as believe that, you know, he saved Islam from this disaster, which could happen. Because after the battle was fought and all the kids and ladies who were captured went to Yazid's palace, and where the sister of Imam Hussein, Hazrat Bibi Zainab, she, through her scholarly and bold speeches and with no fear of Yazid, proclaimed the truth and exposed the falsehood of Yazid in his own court. He was speechless and humiliated before her. His court was full of sadness, both local and from other nation states, and his own supporters. They were shocked to hear the truth, but forced so forcefully, and many were brought to tears. Hussein had laid the foundation of the revolution of his blood. His sisters strived the revolution with her words. The revolution treats the world forever. And I would want to end this with an Urdu phrase. Meaning is, the conclusion of this battle was that Yazid was in the past, but Hussein will live forever in our hearts. It's Karbala ka khulasa itna sa hai, Yazid tha, Hussein hai. Thank you.
And now to end this day with the first few verses revealed in the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iqra' bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى Inna ila rabbika rabbikal roja. And now the translation. Read in the name of your Lord who has created man from a mere cloud of blood. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught man the use of pen, taught man which he knew not. But verily, man does transgress all bounds because he considers himself self-sufficient. But surely unto your Lord is your return. Thank you.
So thank you. We will close today with some more music from Zach.